Many parents know it's tough to find quality childcare, but it's also a challenge for daycare centers to retain staff, with about 30% of workers leaving each year. WBUR's Carrie Young reports on how some childcare centers are looking to find ways to keep staff.
Attracting people to become a childcare provider can be a tough sell. The job is physically demanding, often involving multiple energetic toddlers that you're tasked with not only keeping safe, but also imparting new skills. And doing all of that for little pay, an average of $14 an hour in Massachusetts. It's these market conditions that are encouraging some experimentation. Administrators at the Bright Horizons daycare center chain, for example, are hoping free college tuition might help.
This is just allowing me to finish my bachelor's degree while also working full-time.
For toddler teacher Chaley Weber, it's a step in the right direction. She had been planning to leave her job to pursue a bachelor's degree, but because she can finish her early education degree at one of the four schools in this program for free, she's decided to stay with Bright Horizons, at least for now.
I'm still planning on being a kindergarten teacher, but this is a really good opportunity.
So Weber will stay at Bright Horizons for at least a couple more years. And that's good enough for CEO Stephen Kramer.
We are hoping to reduce turnover, which comes at a cost. We are hoping to recruit more efficiently, that comes at a cost. And so it's things like that that we believe are going to be true offsets for the investment that we're making.
But even tuition benefits have their limits. Action for Boston Community Development also helps people earn degrees in this field. Yvette Rodriguez, who runs the organization's Head Start program, says she still faces strong competition from the public school system.
A teacher in our site can make more money in the school system as a paraprofessional with a lot less responsibility.
Rodriguez says her organization, a federally funded nonprofit, can afford to pay a toddler teacher with a bachelor's degree about $20 an hour. Kindergarten teachers in Massachusetts public schools can make double.
You know, sometimes the reality of living in a city like Boston is so heavy that you have to reassess your loyalty.
So what gives? Why can't providers just pay their staff more? Marcy Whitebook, the co-director of the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at the University of California, Berkeley, says part of the issue, childcare is mostly in a private market, and there's a deadlock.
We are depending on what parents can afford to pay, and as I'm sure as you know, parents are already paying, you know, really, really high amounts.
About $17,000 a year for an infant full-time in this state. That's among the highest in the country. But Whitebook explains margins for daycare centers are typically pretty slim. Rent, insurance, and other fixed costs eat up a lot of that tuition money. So providers really aren't left with many options when it comes to paying more.
Really, the only thing you can do is either jack up the cost for parents or put a ceiling on how much you pay people. And in many places, we're doing both.
Some daycare centers in the region have found a little bit of success finding extra cash by teaming up to buy supplies and services like accounting and payroll. And while that has allowed them to make investments back into their staff, some industry watchdogs like Whitebook say that still doesn't go far enough to really fix the issue of worker pay.
We really do need to figure out how to, you know, transform the way we finance this.
And that's the big question facing communities today. When should public support for childcare begin? And how big should that investment be? But until those policy questions are answered, it's going to be up to the childcare centers to figure out the economics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.